The meeting of the Broward County Commission is about to begin. Will all audience members please silence your cell phones? For those viewing from home or on mobile devices, thank you for watching. To stay informed about Broward County government, please visit broward.org or follow us on social media. County Commission meetings are open to the public. Members of the public wishing to be heard on any agenda item can register one of two ways. Visit registertospeak.broward.org and fill out the online registration form, or scan the QR code posted in various locations inside and just outside the commission chambers to register on your mobile device. A registration form must be completed for each item you wish to speak on. If you have trouble registering digitally, visit County Administration on the fourth floor for assistance. All speakers must appear in person. No further speaker signups will be accepted after an item has been called. Please show respect for others and refrain from making impertinent, slanderous remarks or personal attacks. Boisterous behavior, including applause, booing, and cheering, is not permitted. Thank you for joining us. The meeting will begin shortly.
Everybody could have their seat. We're going to go ahead and get started. Can't hear it at all. If everybody could have a seat, we're going to go ahead and get started. Okay, good morning, everybody. Still can't hear? If everybody could have a seat, then we can get started. All right. Good morning. This is the Broward County Board of County Commissioners meeting of Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. If you all would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and remove your hats as a pledge. And I'm going to ask this to be led by my brother and sister, Luke and Tiff.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would remain standing, please. Ladies and gentlemen, it is customary that we observe a moment of silence in honor of notable persons from our community who have recently passed. Colleagues, does anyone have someone that you'd wish to remember? Commissioner Rogers? Commissioner Udine? Nope. Commissioner Davis?
Thank you. My aunt, she doesn't live here in Broward County, but she's family and she passed away in New Jersey. So I'd like to ensure that my cousins are doing well under the circumstances, and may she rest in peace.
And let us honor all the brave men and women who have served and continued to serve in our armed forces, both here and abroad, and thank them for their service. We'll take a moment of silence. Thank you. Please take your seat. I want to welcome everybody to the meeting today. Today's a big day, our annual reorganizational meeting. This will be a little shorter as a reorg meeting than usual because no commissioners are being sworn in. So this is going to be a pretty short meeting. We're going to start with acknowledging some special guests. Do we have a list of the guests? That would be good. That would be good to have. I know, exactly. Okay. I want to recognize Brenda Foreman, Clerk of the County. Marty Keir, Property Appraiser. Carol Shuham from City Hollywood, Commissioner Shuham. And Josh Rydell from the City of Coconut Creek. Oh, and Sandy Welch, I'm sorry. I just talked to Sandy. And Sandy Welch from the City of Coconut Creek.
Commissioner Smith from Cooper City.
Was there anybody else?
From Cooper City.
Who from Cooper?
Or Jason Smith from Cooper City.
Oh, and Jason Smith, okay. Thank you, sorry. And if you didn't sign in, it's on you guys, okay, on this one. The music today was selected by Commissioner Rich. I think you probably surprised the vice mayor on this one. She selected 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. He picks it every single time. I know, that is team. That's teamwork there. And The House I Live In by Frank Sinatra. We're going to start. Well, we already did that. Okay. With that, I'm going to go ahead and go straight to the State of the County address. We'll do that, and then we'll go to electing a new mayor. Okay. All right. Again, I want to welcome everybody. Today is an exciting day for our commission. It is our annual reorganizational meeting, and we get to change our seats. Hopefully, This is last year when I was saying this is where everybody will be sitting. And with it, a different vantage point and point of view. Literally, yes, but in spirit, too. And, of course, we also get to elect a new mayor and vice mayor. Before we get there, however, I get one last chance to get a word in before I hand this over to the next mayor, my last chance. First off, I want to thank you all for your trust in me to carry out this role as mayor. It's been an honor and it's been fun. I got to hear myself in the airport. That's the one perk we get. And even better, my brother got stuck at the airport for hours and had to hear me over and over and over again. That was worth it. He actually called me and said, "Make it stop." So even though they say the mayoral role is purely ceremonial, the truth is that this position does come with some extra responsibilities. Those responsibilities come with no extra pay, and that's okay. That's all right. But the role does come with another unexpected benefit that might be better than any payment. You actually find your heart gets a little bigger. We're elected to our own district from the cities within which we live and live around. And as one would expect, there is a natural tendency and responsibility to focus in on those in our district to whom we have a privilege to represent. But being mayor has allowed me to feel pride even more than I already did in all the work that you all do all as commissioners all over the county. Whether it's Commissioner Fisher fighting for us for Tri-Rail and Commuter Rail and the Third Amendment on the surtax, making sure we can all get around, or Commissioner Bogan encouraging people to get life-saving scans, or Commissioner McKenzie building houses and walls and neighborhoods, or Senator Geller and trying to keep us from drowning and buying arcs, or Commissioner Davis trying to keep planes from falling out of the sky, or Commissioner Rogers helping small businesses get off the ground, or Commissioner Udine trying to bring big business and innovators to relocate to Broward, or Senator Rich in trying to make sure everyone has a home and our children grow up strong. The work that we do separately is greater than the sum of its parts. And collectively, our works overlap and build upon one another. And for that, it has been a source of pride to enjoy your successes throughout the year. Thank you for trusting me with that privilege. And it isn't just our commission. I've been able to watch our county administration go above and beyond to find resources in a very challenging time and find a way for those worthy initiatives and a few crazy ideas come to pass. I've also been fortunate enough to work with a fantastic team of county attorneys to protect the rule of law and a county auditor that makes sure we are doing everything responsibly. Thank you all. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my own team, Adele, McClay, and Frank. You guys rock. Definitely the best. As well as Kim Moreau and the Office of Public Communications, who all work so hard to keep things running. And most importantly, we have thousands of Broward County staff members doing everything they can to do big things, while at the same time keeping everything running day to day, stuff you guys don't see behind the curtains. The clean water, the wastewater, roads, traffic lights, garbage, all the parks, the libraries, animal and mosquito control, and all the people at our family success centers and human services, trying to find people food and shelter and homes for those that are down on their luck, trying to help them find something they can get a handle on so they can lift themselves up. Thank you to all the Broward County employees who make things happen every single day. I get to see government at work, and I get to see it at its best, because I get to see it in Broward County. We have a good story to tell, and I don't get tired of telling it over and over again. And this year, let's get out of here. And this year, I've had good reasons to tell it over and over again, because this year has been one long test. You can eat a bunch of these. Okay. Almost from the moment I became mayor last year, many of this nation's institutions and norms that we have come to take for granted have been challenged, poked and prodded, kneecapped, and questioned as to their worthiness, while civility and compassion, empathy and education seem to have been relegated to the margins, to the seats in the back. And we have witnessed government by decree and petulance rather than discussion and persuasion. On the federal level, we have been mean to our friends and kind to our enemies. We have ignored science and research and encouraged conspiracies and unfounded ideas. We have thumbed our noses at the rule of law and unleashed troops in our cities and our counties. All of that comes at a cost, and it has eroded trust in our government, created resentment between neighbors, and shaken the fundamental foundations of our American democracy. It has impacted our standing in the world and damaged the ability of all levels of government to attend to the needs of its citizens. In Broward County, the cost has been quite literal. To a region like ours, dependent on tourism, the diminishment of the U.S. brand has resulted not only in a loss of global influence, but tourism revenue as well. It has resulted in a decline in international visitors and a drop in foreign trust and favorability toward U.S. companies and products. It has affected how we compete in the global market. We have seen some of those effects locally, from our occupancy rate to the number of Canadian and Mexican tourists visiting South Florida. But despite this immense challenge, we should take heart in our response. Our response as a county and as a commission has been to open the best new convention center anywhere in the country, with a view every city in this country will be jealous over, and within a few weeks, a hotel right next to it. Our response has been to break a new record every day with the amount of cruise passengers coming through our port with no end in sight. Our response has been, as recently as last Friday, to hold an industry day, inviting the best of the best businesses to our airport to join us in reimagining what is possible at FLL. Our response has been to lean into our strengths as a diverse, multicultural home that loves and welcomes everybody under the sun, despite what is being portrayed on the world stage. And I can say with confidence that we are positioned well for the future. And the challenges didn't only come from the national environment. On the state level, we were faced with getting this letter from DOGE, the State Department of Government Efficiency, that they would like to examine our books and look into how we are spending our money on transportation, on the Green New Deal, their words, DEI, and a few other things. Just one more poke at home rule. The two weeks following are burned into my brain and always will be. Besides having to interrupt a canoe trip down the Withlacoochee River, it was a whirlwind of compilation of documents and data right while we were in the middle of our budget season. Our response was to be totally transparent, invite them in, show them our financial situation, because it is worth bragging about. Our response was to show all the good work we are doing on transportation, on resiliency, on procurements, on solid waste, and let them know that we celebrate and consider our diversity a strength. We haven't heard much back from them, but I'm sure we will. And where we can do better, we will. But I think that they will have found that this county has its act together, and that we know the values and the priorities of our taxpayers better than they do. Instead of trying to make an example out of us, I hope they use us as an example of how to run a responsible and effective local government. Broward County isn't going to be cowed or back down from leadership. Right now, as we speak, in Belém, Brazil, COP30 is taking place, where over 200 nations are convening to deal with the challenges our planet is facing. The United States is not there. But many American cities and counties have contributed their ideas, plans, and experiences, because that is where the momentum is. Despite what is happening on the state and national level, the real innovation is happening locally. And Broward County can be proud to be one of the leaders that the municipalities and counties around the world look to for ideas. That's just one example of how Broward County has stood up to the difficulties of the present and become an international leader for our future. This year, despite our challenges on numerous levels, we also had some amazing successes. Yesterday, down at the beach, after 30 years of trying, we have a crew building the sand bypass that will provide sand to the southern part of this county in a sustainable way for the foreseeable future. Our contribution last year to the South Florida Water Management District resulted in a completed Central and South Florida study that will allow us to request funding to build pumps to keep our heads above water for the future. In Palm Beach, Miami-Dade, and Broward County, after a decade of trying, agreed to an interoperability deal where you can travel among all three of our counties and our transportation systems, and your ticket will be accepted everywhere. And we finally have a master plan for solid waste. Still has to be passed by 80% of the population of the county, but we have jumped over a lot of hurdles. And years after being asked to take out the trash for the county commission, it's finally getting ready to be picked up. Don't just take these accomplishments as a subjective exercise. You can see results in our metrics. Take a look at our unemployment rate, our bond rating, our reserves, building permits, wage growth, income migration, venture capital money, our growth rate. We look good. We look good on all those levels. We have leaned into our strengths, invested in ourselves, and positioned ourselves well for the future. At the port, the airport, and throughout all the public amenities, we have made some good choices as a county and provided what quality service and real opportunity at a time when those things are not necessarily in abundance throughout the United States. But we all know that no matter what metrics or accomplishments are listed, there's still more work to do. For those individuals that have tough choices ahead of them, who aren't thinking about economic development or land use or coral reefs or climate change, but instead are thinking about working a couple of jobs just to pay the rent, who are looking for bargains without the luxury of looking at the political landscape or the big picture like we can, there is more we can do. We have an affordability problem. We know that too many young people are finding it hard to make ends meet in this county. And I think this commission has rightly looked at the problem with a multi-pronged approach of trying to both increase the supply of housing with options for funding into the future, along with recognizing the need to bring good jobs that pay well, that can help close that affordability gap. And I know this county tries its best to make sure that our safety net is strong and doesn't have any holes in it. But still, sometimes people do fall through the cracks. And we always must take a look to see where we can improve. Those moments are where the big-hearted nature and the spirit of collaboration tend to show through in Broward County. And as so many people come together to help where we can and lift others up. When people need help, they are met by wonderful organizations. In addition to the county resources, like United Way, the Community Foundation, Career Source Broward, and a host of other groups, I don't see organizations protecting their turf. Everyone's all in to get their services necessary to those that need it right now. And the children in this county are incredibly fortunate to have a Children's Services Council and an Early Learning Coalition that are models for forward-thinking advocacy. This is where Broward is at its best. We're in some ways an oasis. I can't tell you how many times this year someone has come up to me and told me how glad that they live in Broward County. Some of it has to do with the weather, but a lot of it has to do with politics. So when I think of our county and the state of it, I say it's good, because I do think we try to be good to each other. And that's the kind of place
I don't.
That is the kind of place I want to live and the kind of place I want to call home. And hopefully we can provide a model for other places around the country. So I want to thank you guys for your, Let me finish this up.
You're done.
I want to thank you all for the trust this year. It's been fun. With that, I'm ready to elect a new mayor and go to the back of the line. Okay, here we go. Okay, with that, thank you all very much. Okay, the script. Here we go. Okay. Last chance to have me for another year. By acclamation? No. Okay. Let's see. Okay, we're moving to the election of a new mayor. We have no new commissioners, so we're moving right into it pursuant to the Broward County Charter. I am now going to open the floor for nominations.
Mayor?
Commissioner Fisher.
Mayor Furr, it is indeed my pleasure to nominate our Vice Mayor Mark Bogan for the office of Mayor of Broward County. Our vice mayor was elected to Broward County Commission in January 2015. And during his tenure, he has served as our vice mayor in 2017 and 18, served as our mayor in 2018 and 19, and this year served, of course, as our vice mayor in 24-25. Vice Mayor Bogan represents District 2, which includes Coconut Creek, Margate, Deerfield Beach, portions of Coral Springs, and a lovely city we call Pompano Beach. For those who have served with Vice Mayor Bogan, you have personally witnessed his passion for public service and his championship for Broward's Heart Test Program, which continues to literally save lives every single day. In addition to his dedication to health issues, he has co-sponsored an ordinance to ban the box for individuals applying for a job here in Broward County government. He's brought forth the PFAS issue in water testing at our water treatment plants, which has triggered modifications to our water systems. He has spearheaded the ultimate settlement of the Pompano Beach Northwest Sierra Community, allowing $10 million for its residential areas to improve slum and blight. He has supported the development of a scholarship fund to provide the last scholarship dollars to Broward County students attending Broward College. He brought forth an ordinance for stricter regulations for elevators to ensure our public safety, and exemptions for disabled first responders and their surviving spouses. He's brought and created a fraud protection program to give consumers a way to voice their concerns about potential scams and to connect victims with the necessary resources. And the list of accomplishments continues to grow every day. And of course, he is the only commissioner who has held season tickets for multiple years for our two-time Stanley Cup winners, the Florida Panthers. I have to get that in there. So it's great to call him a friend and a colleague. So again, I'm honored to nominate our Vice Mayor Bogan for the office of Mayor of Broward County.
Very good. All right. Do we have a second?
Second to motion.
We have a second to the motion. Are there any other nominations? There's a motion the nominations be closed and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All those in favor
of
Commissioner Vice Mayor Bogan becoming the next mayor of Broward County? All those in favor?
Aye.
That's an 8-1. That passes 8-1. Congratulations to our new mayor. Now I'd like to invite the mayor-elect's Mayor-elect Bogan's family and friends to join him at the podium for the official swearing-in. With the mayor-elect today is Kathleen Bogan, Mayor-elect Bogan's wife, Michael Bogan, the mayor-elect Bogan's son, and his brother, Dr. Steve Bogan, who will be administering the oath of office.
And my sister-in-law, Dorit.
And sister-in-law?
Dorit.
Dorit. Okay. Congratulations, Mayor Bogan.
Thank you.
Ready to take the oath?
Let's do it.
Okay, please repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Mark Bogan.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
And government of the United States.
And government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
And the Charter of Broward County.
And of the Charter of Broward County.
Florida.
Florida.
That I am qualified to hold office.
I'm qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And the Broward County Charter.
And the Broward County Charter.
And that I will well and faithfully.
That I will well and faithfully.
Perform the duties of mayor.
Perform the duties of mayor.
On which I am now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Thanks.
Congratulations, Mayor Bogan. As a tradition, here's the gavel, and the floor is yours.
You know, Mayor Beam Furr and I came at the same time. We were the lowest senior people with least priority, and now we're the senior people here, and we still don't get any respect. So anyway, thank you, Beam. You know, in the past, when someone becomes mayor, the typical thing to do is to talk about things they want to accomplish, the theme, and so forth. However, today I want to deviate a little, a lot. And I've been working on a bunch of different things over the past 5 months to a year. So today I would like to take 10 to 15 minutes, and it's going to be about making a few announcements and a few thank yous. And so that's what I want to talk real today about. And I'd like to start today and thank my fellow commissioners for allowing me the chance to serve as mayor. Thank all of you. I appreciate all of you doing that. Staying on the dais, I'd like to thank Monica and her staff for help and assistance and what I've been working on, which you'll hear what I've been working on. And I don't think many people realize we have a CEO here who is, she's CEO of a multi-billion-dollar corporation, 7,000 employees, many departments, and at the same time, you have many commissioners coming at her wanting different things. It's not an easy job. It's a tough job. Thank you for what you do. And then I want to also stay here at the dais. I want to thank someone who actually, and I don't know if we look at this right, but he actually stays, he's here to make sure we comply with the law and stay out of trouble. And when I want to do something, I'll call up Drew Myers and say, Drew, this is what I want to do. And Mark, no, you can't do it that way. You got to do it this way, or you can't do it. And it gets frustrating. But in reality, he's protecting us. And I don't know if we view it that way, but Drew is actually protecting us and making sure what we do complies with state and county law. He's there 24/7 like Monica. And thank you for everything you do, Drew, and your staff. And Renee, thank you, Renee. And Bob Melton, thank you. You're professional in all the audits you do and keeping us informed of everything on how our money is spent and how make sure everything is going according to contract. Thank you, Bob. Off the dais. And he talks way too much, so I got to slow that down. I thank my staff, Ron Lickman, Sadie Tavares, and Ellie Baptiste. Where are you guys? Okay. Thank you, guys. And quickly going off the dais, just saying with some of the thank yous, I really have a great wife. I really do. Kathleen, she's a great wife, mother, partner. She puts up with me, so you got to figure that she's got to have something special. Thank you. Last time I was sworn in, my youngest was here. Now my oldest, Michael, is here. Thank you, Michael, for coming in. Mike, my oldest son. And my brother who flew in from Boston, great brother, and his wife, Jareed. Thank you both. You know, I got to go off script, if I can, if you guys don't mind. This is going to take a minute or two. I got to go off script because what I'm going to say actually can affect everyone in this room, okay? And so I got to tell you why I'm so proud of my brother. I got to tell you this. He's going, don't say anything. He's an MD, PhD, one of those smart guys. But what he's been working on, and this is, as you all know, I've been involved with cardiac. He's been involved with cancer. And what he's working on can affect everyone in this room. And I'll do it real quick. So when people go for a biopsy, okay, you go for a biopsy, you send it to a lab, your doctor sends it to a lab, and then that lab determines whether it's cancerous or not. But if it's cancerous, then the second thing happens, they have to determine what type of cancer it is. So if you have cancer A, you get treatment A. If you have cancer B, you get treatment B. But what if they tell you you have cancer B when you really have cancer A? So labs have a 10 to 30% error rate. In determining, once you determine you have cancer, an error rate in determining what type of cancer you have, meaning you're getting the wrong treatment. My brother has come up with an invention supported by the National Institute of Health, funded by the National Institute of Health, FDA coming out next year, that will reduce that error rate from 10 to 30% to 1%. And so he's going to help save lives. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. You know, maybe he should be mayor.
Reconsider the vote. Bring him up as mayor. Send you up to Boston.
All right, enough with the thank yous for right now. As most people know, most of us are involved in so many issues, right? Homeless, food insecurity, affordable housing, recycling, solid waste, economic and business development, tourism, issues involving our airport and our seaport, transportation, our economic engine to the seaport, security for the public, on and on and on. We're involved in so many issues. But many of us, as Mayor just said, we have our passion on certain issues, right? We all have our passion on certain issues. One of my favorite issues has to do with health. And so 2 to 3 years ago, our commission supported an idea I came up with on this Broward Heart Project. And I want to let everybody know, and I'll tell you why, because I have something to announce on this. 7,000 people from our Broward Heart Project were scanned, all who had no symptoms, all who felt good. And out of 7,000 people, 4,000 of them needed help. Medication, open heart surgery, stents. We have helped the lives of 4,000 people from this Broward Heart Project. And an additional 350 people had other medical issues that had nothing to do with because of that scan. And so the first thing I would like to announce, our commission at the last meeting unanimously approved a contract with Cleveland Clinic, which they will be now taking the lead with this program. They have a phenomenal reputation for cardiac care. And I want to just make sure to say hello. And Alex Espinoza and Dr. Ross are here from Cleveland Clinic. Where are you guys? So you got the chief medical officer and the chief operating officer, and I look forward to working with you. But what I'm really proud today is to announce is that the Florida Panthers Foundation, and really is the Viola family, have agreed to donate $1 million over a 5-year period to help fund the continuous free scans. And so what I'd like to do is thank Vinny Viola and Michael Viola. Where are you guys? Will you guys? Travis, I'm sorry, I didn't even know you were here. Thank you, Travis. And I keep going on. I see Rob Stevenson and your whole group. Thank you guys for being here, the Panthers staff. You know, everyone I think needs to know here that how much the Viola family has given to our community. that really their philanthropic and charitable giving is second to none. They have changed so many lives and helped so many charities here in Broward County. I believe we're lucky to have a partnership with them and fortunate that, you know, that they're involved with Broward County. Again, thank you so much to the Viola family. So also, once I'm going to get off this topic real quick, and that is another public company that works around the country called HeartFlow is here. They wanted to get involved in our program. They provide an analysis of these scans. Once a person has a scan, they provide analysis to determine if there's any damage going further down into the arteries or blood flow. I'm not an expert in it, but their scans have helped people, and I want to thank HeartFlow for staying involved and being involved with our program. Thank you, HeartFlow. As I said, we had 4,000 people that have been helped. We have one person here today on behalf of the 4,000 who flew in here that wants to, on behalf of the 4,000, would like to thank this commission. He's played Major League Baseball for 17 years, stayed in great shape, always in phenomenal shape, and he wants to tell you for 60 seconds his quick story. Can I see this? You might recognize him on the video for 7 seconds. Here's his 200th hit. This is Steve Sachs from the Dodgers.
There it is. 200.
Steve, where are you, Steve? Sachs. Come on up here. Steve, you got 60 seconds.
Thank you. I wish I could still hit like that, but thank you for having me today. My name is Steve Sachs, and I'm just here to say thank you to all the commissioners. I'd like to take just a second to tell you my brief story. So I played Major League Baseball for 17 years, and when I played, I always tried to stay in great physical shape. Since leaving baseball, I've tried to continue staying in that great physical shape. In this year, I've been doing martial arts like I have since I was 22. I've always had a healthy diet. I've took care of myself and really just kept my health number one. So I know this Mark Bogan guy, and every year he would come down to the Dodger Spring Training Fantasy Camp in Arizona. And so this summer I was taking a short trip to Florida, and I called Mark and told him that I was going to be in town. Mark asked me if I would take this heart test. But I responded that I'd always been in great shape, I eat healthy, and I work out extensively. I believe that I did not need the test. After all, I didn't have any symptoms whatsoever. So after he kept being a pain in the neck and trying to persuade me, I decided to take the test before I went back to California. As a matter of fact, I believe one of our doctors is here today, Dr. Niederman, that also was able to view my test that day. And since I went back to California, I was advised after the test that I needed to see my doctor immediately. And to my shock and my surprise, I learned that I was 95 to 99% blocked in my four major arteries. I was told I needed open heart surgery and a quadruple bypass immediately. So about 5 months ago, I had open heart surgery. The bottom line is this, ladies and gentlemen, that test saved my life. I was told that if I didn't get the test, I would probably have had a major heart attack sometime soon. And while Mark Bogan may have come up with this project, it would be nothing without the support and the funding of this commission. So I'm here to say to all of you commissioners, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support and for the funding. Without your support for this project, there would be nothing. So thank you for saving my life. I also want to thank the Viola family for supporting this program as well. It's going to save thousands of lives. And ladies and gentlemen, closing, I want to share this personal issue with you as well. My dad, my father, John, in 1983, died of the same affliction in June 10th, 1983. My surgeon told me that I could have my surgery on either June 9th or June 10th. I chose June 10th because I was able to change a narrative in my family of death to a sense of renewment, because now I've been renewed and I've been able to change that whole idea about June 10th. Thank you so much for having me today.
So, Steve, thank you on behalf of the 4,000 other people who've been helped in some way. And then I also want people to understand that there's 350 people additionally that arteries were clear, but they found something else. And so I have one couple, all they want to talk about is something to make everyone realize how incredible this test is. Can we just show a 60-second video to show Barry and Amy Smith?
Hi, I'm Barry. This is my wife, Amy. We felt fine. We went for the free heart scan. Had no symptoms, but they found when they did this free heart scan, our hearts were fine. However, we got a call that my wife had a spot on her lung. And thank God we did this test, because it turned out to be stage one lung cancer. And she had no symptoms at the time, and we would have never known about it until she had symptoms, and it probably would have been way too late. So with that, she went for more tests, and it was discovered that it was cancerous, and she had it removed, and now she's cancer-free, and she's doing fine. And if we didn't go for this test, I probably wouldn't have her anymore. She probably would have passed away. So we're so happy we went for this test. So what I'm saying is,
go for it.
Go for these tests, because
it could save your life. It did mine. It saved my life.
Yeah.
It could save your life just as well.
You never
go for it.
These
painless, does not hurt at all. It's easy. And I'm a baby, and I don't like to go for these tests. And I went. So you can go too.
Certainly recommend going, even if you feel fine, because it saved our lives. Thank you.
Thank you.
So again, I want to thank the commission for supporting this. We are really saving lives every day. Getting a phone call from the hospital saying, hey, we saved another life today, happens often. And so thank you all. Next announcement I'd like to talk about, now getting off health, has to do with food insecurity, homelessness in our county. It's so widespread everywhere. And the one thing that most people ask, if I ask anyone here, hey, what can you as an individual do to help feed somebody? Most people are gonna say, you know, I work, I'm busy, I can't afford to feed people, bills are getting high and costs are getting high. So what can one person do to help feed somebody? And so I came up with something called the Bread Promise. And it's a website called thebreadpromise.com. And what it is basically, I went to a local bakery, one of the largest bakeries, and I said, what's it gonna cost? Can we hand that out? What's it gonna cost to get a loaf of bread delivered? Not just buy a loaf of bread, but what's it gonna cost to get a loaf of bread delivered? And I was told $5, okay? I'm gonna show you what we got from the bakery, and I'll show you why we're handing this out. Nan, you hungry? Okay, the bread is not stale. You could actually eat it. All right, let me tell you why I'm doing this. So the bakery said for $5, it's a big loaf of bread, $5 will be delivered to the homeless and to food pantries in Broward County. I contacted Dodie Keith. Is Dodie here? Right there. I contacted Dodie Keith, who was on the board of the Broward Partnership for the Homeless. It's a 501c3. So our website, so if somebody wants, one person wants to give, one person wants to make a difference and provide a loaf of bread for $5, you can go on the website. It gives one person. It's not going to solve the hunger crisis, but it's a step. So one person can say they can afford $5. It's a loaf of bread. It's going to be delivered. The money, all the 100% of the money goes first to Dodi Keith's nonprofit, and then onto the bakery. No administrative fees are taken. And so if someone wants to do $10, it's 2 loaves. $20, I'm committing personally 100 loaves a month. 100 times 5 is $500 a month. The baker said that they're going to match what I'm committing. That's 200 loaves now a month. And then we're going to offer it out to the community. So if one person wants to do something, they can't say, hey, what can I do? I can't afford. For $5, you can get a loaf of bread to the homeless shelters and to the food pantries here in Broward County. And we could show that graphic. This is what the website looks like. And it's called Fresh Bread. It's called The Bread Promise. Boom. So we covered health, we covered the most vulnerable for food. And lastly, I want to just talk about something that I feel has been being here for 10 years. Whoops. Being here for 10 years, the one thing we don't get a lot is for our business community. I don't sometimes feel I get a lot of input from the business community. Certainly we get calls from businesses. So I spoke to Tim Petrillo. I spoke to of the workshop, Bob Swindell of the Alliance, and Dan Limblade from the Greater Fort Lauderdale Chamber to start, and we're going to expand. I wanted like to create something called the Broward Business Council. Commissioners can come and get involved if they want, where they can give input every quarter. I want to hear from of what we can do. What can the commission do to help business, new business, existing business, and so we, and hopefully that thing would grow with businesses and other interests to give us input. And so that's another thing that I thought would be interesting as serving as mayor is what I would like to do. At our next meeting, I'd like to be announcing a few more things. But with that said, I appreciate your time and your patience listening to what I wanted to do. And now I think need to call for nominations for the vice mayor. And with that, I'd like to open up nominations for vice mayor. Is there anybody that would like to make a nomination? You want to make a nomination?
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Robert McKenzie, and I'd like to read his bio briefly. He's well deserving of this honor. He's a native of Fort Lauderdale, graduated from St. Thomas Aquinas High School. He received a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration from Bethune-Cookman University. Prior to his election to Broward County Commission, he was elected to serve District 3 Commission to the City of Fort Lauderdale in 2014. During his time, he was instrumental in bringing more development to the district. He is our county commissioner, and he has done well. His main concern is improving housing and expanding Port Everglades and Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport and creating economic opportunities throughout Broward County. He prides himself on empowering people and being a public servant, not a politician. That's my nominee.
Did you have a second? I have a second on that. Are there any other nominations?
Move the nominations be closed.
Motion to move nominations closed. I have a second. All in favor of closing nominations?
Aye.
Aye.
Nominations are closed. Now vote on the nomination for Commissioner McKenzie for his vice mayor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimously, congratulations. Are you going to take your swearing in?
Oh, Repeat after me. I state your name.
Robert McKenzie.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
Do solemnly swear I will support.
Protect and defend the Constitution and government.
Protect and defend the Constitution and government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of the state of the Florida.
Of the state of Florida.
And the charter of Broward County, Florida.
And the charter of Broward County, Florida.
That I am qualified to hold office.
That I am qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And the Broward County Charter.
And the Broward County Charter.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of Vice Mayor.
The duties of Vice Mayor.
On which I am now.
Of which I am now.
About to enter.
About to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
I'll be very brief. Thank my colleagues for selecting me to be the vice mayor. There's no time for celebration. It's time to continue the good work we've been doing. Let's get to work.
I also like to recognize, in sitting in the audience, two of my former commissioners, Tim Ryan. Tim, you want to stand up and wave? And Dale Holness. Dale Holness. Dale, you want to... At this point, it's customary that we give the outgoing mayor a gift. It's a big, big gift.
Here's a loaf of bread.
So... So, Beam, your first gift comes, I guess it's from the county. Yes. This is the count from the county.
Okay.
A little heavy, so don't drop it.
Not a gallon. Oh, it's not a gallon.
It's not a gallon. It's something better.
I didn't need another gallon.
And then they have some other fun little gifts for you here.
All right.
Now, we'll sit down. I'm going to tell you the third thing. So at our last meeting, we were looking to change the gift code to comply with state law. The county has a different law than the state, and out of all the commissioners, of course, Beam is the only one that's hemming and hawing. So, of course, I want to make sure until we pass that, counselor, till we come in compliance with state law, I want to give Beam his deserved $100,000 bar. Beam, on behalf, this is for you, Beam.
Is it under $5? Only if it's under $5, yeah. Thank you.
And in December, when we pass the next or whenever is appropriate, then I'll be glad to give you my personal gift.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor.
So for 20 minutes, we have to take a recess. Don't go anywhere. And then we're going to end this meeting and then go for lunch. So for 20 minutes, the purpose of this is we're going to take a quick picture. They're going to change some nameplates around, and then we're going to come right back. So give us 20 minutes.
So we're going to do the picture.
Yeah. We're going to do the picture now, correct? Okay. morning memo?
Yes, sir.
Do we have somebody that could do that for us? Great. Take it away.
Broward County Board of County Commissioners, November 18th, 2025, Tuesday Agenda Memorandum. The following are submitted for your consideration. Consent items 1 through 3, public hearing items none, regular items 4 to 5. I request the following withdrawals and other modifications to the agenda and note the following additional information. Withdrawals none, other modifications none, move to consent none, additional material regular meeting. Non-agenda items submitted by Vice Mayor Mark Bogan. Additional material, public hearing, none.
Great. I don't know what I submitted, but I guess I'm going to learn very soon. What did I submit?
Thank you, Mayor.
You submitted the list of all the board appointments that...
Oh, of course I did. Uh-huh. Okay.
Would you like me to explain that?
Yes, yes, okay. I submitted that.
Uh-huh. So Mayor Bogan, when he was Vice Mayor Bogan, has submitted additional material that is the list of all the mayoral appointments that he would like you all to get back to his office on your interests on which boards that you would be appointing them to serve on. So if you could take a look at it, it shows from the last two fiscal years, or calendar years, I should say, what appointments had been historically made. And so if you have an interest on the board, if you can get back to Mayor Bogan's office.
So let's backing up, going on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Show that passing unanimously. Consent agenda. I think we're done. Is that it? Does anybody want to do non-agenda? No, anybody?
I have a speech.
Does anybody want to do non-agenda? Okay. All right, we're done. Monica has one thing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First and foremost, I want to congratulate you and Vice Mayor McKenzie. Nice ring to both of that, and I look forward, county administration and all of county government, look very much forward to working with you in your capacities. No, I do. I promise you. We do. And I will be flying out this afternoon, and I can't wait to hear your message on the airport. So, but I did want to make one. Share one thing is this past week I was able to celebrate one of our directors here, our CEO of the airport. So Senor Gale was honored as one of the ultimate CEO. He received the ultimate CEO award from the South Florida Business Journal this week, and it's a big deal, and I wanted to congratulate him publicly. Thank you.
So. You know what? And also, before we leave, I didn't know if anybody would mind singing Happy Birthday. It's Lamar Fisher's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'd like to recognize Lamar Fisher. Who's got the guts to do this?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lamar.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey. We love you.
And next meeting, I'm also going to talk about the No Sweat Triathlon. We're going to bring that back, and which some of you don't know about. But we used to do. We used to have a little fun thing every year. And so anyway, this meeting is adjourned, and it's a little early. We're going to lunch. Let's do it.
Excellent.